join us today are Drs. Gary Edens and Katie McCory-Andelis. Katie is the Associate Vice President and Dean of Students, and Gary is the Vice President for Student Affairs. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Absolutely, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
And of course, as we've talked before, both of you are very involved with the university and, of course, student affairs. And one of the things that was a heavily debated topic, not as much here as other parts of the state, and that's the campus concealed and carry, which has gone into effect. And I want to hear a little bit from you all, a lot of parents might be interested, and also faculty and students.
Sure. To give a little background, in the last legislative session, the state of Texas passed a concealed carry law for campuses, public universities in the state of Texas, not private universities, but public universities. And of course, this is at the same time that they passed the open carry across Texas. So there's open carry in Texas, but concealed carry on public four-year universities. And so we were given about a year to figure out how we were going to implement that law on our campus. And the legislative process specifically spelled out that the presidents of each university were going to be responsible for deciding how to implement the law. And the law had to be implemented where concealed carriers could generally carry concealed handguns on the college campus. They couldn't be banned from large swaths of the campus. Most of the campus had to be accessible. But they did give us the ability to identify what are called exclusion areas. So if we could think about reasons for excluding an area, we could propose those as being areas where concealed carry would not be allowed. And so much of the last year, we've been talking about what would those exclusion areas be on our campus, what would be some of the policies that we would implement. And we had a number of town hall meetings. We had a lot of open forums. We talked with faculty, staff, and students, and ultimately came up with a plan that was adopted by the UT system and went into effect on August 1 of this year. So we're very happy with how it's gone so far. We think we are in a good place as a college campus. Of course, this was a passionate discussion on both sides of the argument. We heard from folks that were determined to exercise their Second Amendment right, and if they were licensed and eligible to carry a concealed handgun, they wanted the right to do that on our campus. And then we had folks that did not want guns on campus at all. They didn't feel that that was the right place for people to carry guns, because oftentimes in classrooms and in fraternity parties and in all kinds of events that happen on a college campus, emotions get heated, conversations get tough, and so you didn't want to have the threat of someone having a gun as part of those conversations. So we heard from both sides, and we took very seriously both sides, but we were restricted by what the law allowed us to do. We had to follow the law, and the law in very much detail spelled out what we could and couldn't do, and we were always determined to make sure we stayed within the parameters of the law, but also wherever we could ensure the safety and security of our students, our faculty, and our
staff.
You
mentioned earlier about exclusion areas, and mm-hmm. what are some of those areas that were discussed, and what are the areas that were excluded?
Well, when we started after our town hall meetings, we probably had a list of dozens and dozens and dozens of exclusion areas. We really wanted to hear from the campus population. Are there areas where you work and interact on a daily basis that you feel should be excluded? So we had a huge list, and then we went and debated each of those areas. And we really came up with ones that I think most people would say are basically common sense. So, for example, our daycare, our child care center on campus, that's an exclusion zone. You can't take a concealed carry in that facility. Some of our research labs where there's highly explosive gases or they're interacting with the human body, those are exclusion zones. Some of our housing facilities where individuals are there 24/7, they live and study there. We figure out a way to make some of those exclusion zones so that students weren't forced to live in a place where they didn't want to have a gun present. And so we went through each of these exclusion zones bit by bit by bit, and they're all on our website, and they'll all be indicated by signage outside the facility so that people know when they're approaching an exclusion zone that they can't take a concealed carry in there. But it's those kinds of things that really ultimately ended up on the exclusion zone list.
And Katie, Associate Dean of Students, tell us a little bit about what were some of your concerns and what did you hear from some of these town hall meetings?
Well, I was in those, as Gary has mentioned, and he's exactly right. We had folks who were passionate about both sides of this issue and really wanted their voices to be heard. I'm very pleased with how the task force moved forward with hearing the concerns and ensuring the safety of this campus no matter what. I really wore the hat of education outreach to the community. So although I was extremely involved in the task force and part of those town hall meetings and hearing what folks had to say, it gave us great insight to how we will communicate this change on our campus going forward. And so we took the time to talk, for example, to schools that already have this legislation in place in their state, and that was very helpful. And then moved forward with putting out information to the community so they understand the bill, they understand the timing of when it was to be implemented, now implemented, what they can find on our website, which is very comprehensive. As Gary mentioned, not only does it list the task force and the justification for our exclusion area, it actually gives us the specific room numbers and locations, as well as a very comprehensive list of FAQs, frequently asked questions that folks can reference. It's been very helpful to parents, understandably, or students and faculty and staff just in general. And so that's really where my focus has been, including some meetings with different pockets of the campus and what this will mean for them and how do they deal with questions that might arise, things such as that.
Both of you deal with students, you with as the Dean of Students and you as a Student Affairs, Vice President for Student Affairs. What are some of the concerns that some of our students had, or as you mentioned, they were very passionate on both sides, and some of those who are in favor of the law?
I think it really divided down pretty equally. We heard from students that felt that it was no need for anybody on a college campus to carry a gun. And then we heard from folks that wanted to have that right. I think it's important to remember that individuals have to have a concealed carry license to carry the gun. And when you look at the requirements of having a concealed carry license, you have to be 21 years or older to start with. And so the large part of our campus population is under 21. So when you start to divide out, you have to be 21 and older, you have to go through training, you have to have pay for the license, which is a couple hundred. You have to do all of these things to get the concealed carry license. And then you have to pay for the gun and you have to decide that you want to carry it on campus and the inconveniences associated with carrying a gun. All those things, when you really look into it, and this is what we've heard from other states that have the similar legislation, is the vast majority of people probably won't carry a gun on campus even if they have a concealed carry license. So we're not talking about everybody on campus is all of a sudden going to be carrying a gun on campus. And I think that you can almost get a vision of this being the Wild West all of a sudden, and that's not the reality. In fact, our goal as a task force was always to try to keep the culture and the climate and the feel of the campus the same today as it was before the law was implemented. And I think we've been successful at that. I've talked to a number of people since August 1, and they all basically are doing the same thing that they always did. They're coming to campus the same way. They're interacting in meetings and in discussion groups and talking to students the same way they always did. So it hasn't so far dramatically changed the feel of the campus. We're so proud of the UTEP campus and how safe it is and how beautiful it is and how people really look to it as a place of comfort and serenity. And we didn't want to change that, and I think we've been successful to this point. But when you talk to students, obviously they understand both sides of the issue. They're actually pretty up to speed on it. And we couldn't really just, you know, draw an even line. This wasn't a majority-minority type of thing. There were really some equal passions on both sides. Of course, we weren't put in the position of voting or approving this on our own. This wasn't a majority decision. This was a law that came down from the state legislature. We were going to have to enforce this law no matter what our students and faculty felt. But what we wanted to do was be as transparent as possible throughout this process, provide information, and do everything we could to ensure, again, the safety and security of our campus population and the campus climate that we're so very proud of.
And I'm glad you brought up the point of, well, first of all, the Wild West, because as it is for years, finally getting over it, but El Paso has always been looked at the Marty Robbins West Texas town, and guy shoots another guy for a woman, and the Wild West. But one of the questions that, and I'm glad Gary brought it up, as far as the fact that you have to apply for a concealed permit and the fact that you have to go to classes and pay all this, what about as far as information about that? Are there going to be any workshops or classes as they have been in other universities as far as, like, you know, what to do if there is an active shooter?
So that's what I've been really working on in partnership with some of our major departments on campus, our University Police Department, our Office of Student Conduct and Conflict Resolution. And I think the point we're trying to put out there to folks is things really haven't changed in your approach that because of this new legislation. The bottom line is that at any given time, if you should see a weapon on this campus, you need to be calling our police department. It's no one's place to go question the reason someone has that, or you can't even ask whether they have a license when it comes to concealed carry. That protocol should continue. But more importantly, that to what Gary had said, we're fiercely proud of how safe this campus is. And a key component is communication. So if you ever have a gut feeling or something just doesn't seem right, make the phone call because that's going to go a long way to continually ensuring that we're safe on campus. We do have workshops on campus that are offered regularly every year, all types of different topics. Active shooter is one of them. But there's all sorts of things, you know, how to work with students who find themselves in difficult situations. The Oscar office deals a lot with conflict management and how do you work with someone else who may has totally different opinions of what you have. So there's lots of opportunities to get that word out. And we do hear from faculty and staff and students groups who want to go through that type of training. And those happen on a regular basis on our campus.
A lot of times, one of the worries that people had about this is that somebody might go out and hurt somebody else. But as you pointed out also, you have counseling sessions because there are times sometimes where someone might want to hurt themselves. And our teachers, our faculty are trained to recognize some of these signs and from that
right,
point.
And that's always been a worry. Yeah. We're always worried about that. We were worried about that before the legislation was put into place. So the safety of our campus population is taken extremely seriously. I mean, that's why we have a fully fledged University Police Department. That's why we have a counseling department on campus. That's why our areas work so closely and collaboratively across campus with a variety of frontline people so that we can quickly identify when a situation is getting out of hand or when someone needs to step in and de-escalate some kind of a problem. And so we're trained on that kind of thing all of the time. Granted, this adds another wrinkle, and the campus concealed carry is something that we had to think about in a little bit different terms than we have in the past. But we feel very secure in the work that we've done over the last year. I know we had all the right people around the table, and everyone is stepping up to make sure that in their own sphere of influence, in their own area, that they've thought through this, that have preparations in place, and that they're ready to respond if anything happens. We're always going to be on the ready and prepared for anything that would happen on our college campus. And I think that we are even more so now maybe than we were before because of the attention and the focus that this has provided us as a campus community.
As we're wrapping up the interview, one of the things that you mentioned a little bit a while ago about emotions getting high and football season is just around the corner.
Sure.
So what's going to happen? What are the rules as far as like after hours, games, anything like that?
Well, on that, if you go to the website, you'll see one of those are our exclusion zones. So in the legislation, any NCAA athletic event is an exclusion zone. So individuals will not be able to take a concealed carry weapon or handgun to the football games or the basketball games or any of those sporting activities. So there's a full list. And anybody that really wants to understand where they can and where they can't take a gun should go on that website and really think about it. One of the things we heard actually from concealed carriers while we were thinking about this is that they take this responsibility very seriously. Of course, they've gone through the training, they've gone through the licensing, they've paid money out of their own pocket. They take this right very seriously, but they also take the responsibility very seriously. And so they take the time to figure out exactly what they can and can't do, where they can go. And so I think they're very, very knowledgeable about it. For the people that aren't very knowledgeable, that don't want to go to the website, our message is very clear. If at any time you see a handgun or any kind of weapon on the college campus, you should immediately call the university police or call 911. They're trained to then come determine what the situation is, determine if some policy has been violated, and the police will handle the situation appropriately. So for those that want to carry a concealed handgun, go to the website. Make sure you fully understand the responsibilities and where you can and cannot take a weapon. for those that aren't going to carry, know your rights and responsibilities as well. And if at any time you see a weapon or a handgun on campus, notify the authorities. That's the message that we really want to get out to the community.
What is the website, Gary?
It's utep.edu/campuscarry. So it's a very easy website to remember. We monitor the traffic, and actually quite a few people have been going on to that website. But utep.edu/campuscarry, and you'll find our plan, our policies. You'll find all kinds of information and resources about this campus carry legislation that's gone into effect.
Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Drs. Gary Edens and Katie McCory, and they've been talking about the new concealed weapon law that went into effect August 1st here on campus. And again, if you want to find out more, you can go to utep.edu/campuscarry. Focused on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focused on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.